saving money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Be adventurous in the sun. Be protected in the sun. Be confident in the sun. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. As experts in mineral sunscreens for nearly 30 years, we've earned awards for our high-quality products and the trust of healthcare professionals. Embrace every moment in the sun with your family and Blue Lizard by your side. Be fearless in the sun. Shop Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen now on Amazon.com.
The Burt Show.
The idea seems good on paper as far as content goes, but actually, you doing it, Mo, would be a really tough weekend.
Man, I have so much anxiety over this.
Don't do it.
I think you're at a different place in your life now. You may be too soft for this.
I think so. I don't disagree with you, but like you said, man, content-wise, this is hard to turn down, so I'm kind of stuck in the middle, and I have a choice to make. So last week on my moment, my podcast called In the Moment, which is under Burt's Network Pioneer, we had a special guest, and she goes by the name of Mother Nature. She's really popular online, and that's mostly in part to the fact that she lives out of her car by choice. She has lived out of her car for 5 years. She has a fiance who also lives out of a van, and this is the way she has chose to live her life because she just doesn't feel like she needs anything more.
Just to give a tease on the podcast also without giving it all away, did she choose this life or did it happen because she was broke and had to live out of it and then she's like, oh, this is kind of cool?
Yeah, no, like I said, she chose this life. She says when she was younger, she just kind of always had this feeling that she just wanted complete freedom in her life, like under any circumstances. She feels like people who live in homes are actually crazy. Like that was her word. She's like, I don't get it. Y'all want to stay in one place for like your whole life and you don't get to explore and just be free to venture out and do whatever you want, whenever you want. And she wants that lifestyle. She enjoys that lifestyle.
This is so interesting to me because there's a psychological aspect to it. Also, did you talk about her, how she grew up? Like why she doesn't want roots?
Yeah, well, she said that she grew up in a normal household, but for herself, she just never enjoyed being like feeling as if she was confined. She just always felt that way. She said she tracked it to a song. I believe it was a Temptation song. Papa was a Rolling Stone. Mm. She said something about that song the first time she heard it. She wanted to be a Rolling Stone. She just wanted to live her life under her means and her ways, and that's it. Like.
Yeah, I guess there are some people that see it as very confining, but there are, I think personally, everybody needs roots, some kind of security of roots. And when you have that kind of quote unquote freedom for her, it just feels like she's avoiding having any kind of roots whatsoever, anything consistent in her life.
Maybe. I mean, she said the hardest part of it for her was like having a child. You know, she wanted to wait until her daughter was a certain age so that her daughter wasn't relying on her as much. And her daughter's at the point where she's now about to start living on her own. So she said that was the only thing that was stopping her. But once she got that out the way, this is the way she wants to live her life. She has no timeline on how long she's going to do it. She just wants to do it for as long as she feels like she has to. And I mean, she goes to the gym to use the shower. She finds ways to eat. Sometimes she'll even cook food out of her car. She typically tries to be in a location where it's warm, so she's never really having to deal with super cold weather or even when it's really super hot. She'll try to base wherever she lives on the weather. And, yo, she seems to do it really well.
But what if she pulls a Tommy and she picks up a two-hand turtle and she gets salmonella, then all of a sudden she's got diarrhea. She doesn't have a bathroom at her disposal.
She's going to have to park somewhere where there's a bathroom nearby. Yeah.
And she has a job.
She has a job. She has two jobs, actually.
Yeah,
she has a full-time job and then part-time she does editing. And she's completely capable, like she made that clear, of buying a home if she wanted to. She just doesn't want to.
Huh.
She enjoys living this way.
I think that kind of lifestyle to me would last for about 4 days. Like the wanderlust of being, like I love the idea that Cassie's in an RV. She and her family can go anywhere. That sounds amazing. But the reality is I'm too soft for that.
Yeah, me too. And I asked about that too. Like why not an RV? That would seem perfect for you. But she said she can't disguise it. She's always out in the open. So after we do this episode, it does really well. People seem to really take to it. They love it. We had great chemistry. And she's like, I want to keep working with you guys. So I thought that meant, like, come back on the podcast and keep telling you about my life. What I didn't take into consideration was my dude Keon, who's on a podcast with me, calls me. And I already knew by the tone of his voice he was going to ask me something that I didn't want to hear. And he was like, well, I think you're going to say no, but I don't think you should. And I'm like, what is it, bro? And he said, Mother Nature has offered for us to spend 2 days, an entire weekend, with her on the road.
Mm-mm.
And I said, Keon, under no circumstances am I doing that. Like, why would I do that?
You're too tall for that.
That's so... I can't spend 2 days in a car. Like, there's just no way. He said, well, the good news is her fiance is going to let us borrow the van.
Oh, wow.
I said, whoa.
And to be fair, Key's not a small fella either.
He's not. And they want to do this with the four of us. It's going to be Mother Nature, her fiance, myself, and Keon in this van. Apparently, there's
this is a reality show waiting to happen. God.
It's a location that they go to every once in a while to just get away from everything, and they just spend a whole weekend in nature, and it's going to be camping and whatever else that entails, but we're going to be living out of her fiance's van for 2 days.
I don't think it's a big deal for 2 days. I don't think it's going to be very uncomfortable for you. I think if you're going to tell me it was 2 weeks, then I'm like, you can't do that.
2 days is a long time to live in the woods out of a van. And I'm black, Bert. That is 2 years for you.
I didn't put that into the equation.
It's a long time,
and
man.
I guess I'm thinking, like, if I went with friends and I knew who they were, right? And then the camping out for 2 days and hanging out in the van. But you don't even really know her.
No, we've talked for an hour. Yeah. Like, that's it. That's all I got. But content-wise, I mean, it would be amazing for both of us. It's hard to walk away from. So she said that they have Mother's Day weekend available and the weekend after. And so I pretty much have a few days to make this decision.
Okay. We'll check back with you on Monday.
The Bert Show.
All these guys on the show are competing for a paid week off for vacation to see who can get the biggest celebrity to call into the Bert Show over the next couple of weeks. And the guy that called in yesterday, probably not the biggest, but he was the one I was most excited about for sure. Hey, why are you so excited?
I'm just so excited.
Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this?
This is Connor from Love on the Spectrum.
Connor, thank you for calling.
Nice to meet you all. This is actually my first time.
Doing a radio show?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Connor, what do you want people to take away from watching the show about autism and people with autism?
People on the spectrum, like me, often struggle with the harsh realities of life. Most times we need all the support we can get, but sometimes we're able to push ourselves through the eye of the needle, if you'll indulge me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes pushing ourselves helps us achieve wonders. My brother Jack once told me, what is on the other side of fear? Greatness.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
Still a good ending.
Yeah. As long as we stay away from level 15, everything's going to be okay. If you don't watch 15, the show, you don't know.
Tier 15, but that was a good try.
If you guys are not watching Love on the Spectrum, and I swear we're not getting paid to keep talking about this show, it's pure joy. Somebody said that to me yesterday, like listening to Connor and watching that show is pure joy.
He clocked you when you said level 15 instead of tier 15. Yeah, I've probably watched the show back twice just because it's so fun to watch them fall in love and just date in a really honest way. It's really cool just to see how dating for them is different, but also at its core the same.
The beauty of watching this also is I was watching yesterday because he called in and Abby's got me really into the show and I couldn't turn it off yesterday. First of all, I'm going through this emotional time right now because I'm off the Effexor. So I started to like crying during the episode yesterday when he's at Chateau Alain and he has to excuse himself from the date with Georgie.
Because he's so excited it's like what is so beautiful about that moment because he's on this date with his current girlfriend, Georgie. You can see the exact moment that in his mind, you can see the wheels turning where he's like, this is the one. Like, it is so beautiful. You so rarely get to see the exact moment where someone, like, finds their person. And I think that's why this season in particular has just resonated so much with me, where it's like you really feel like these people are not just finding a girlfriend or a boyfriend, but, like, they found their people. Yeah. And it's really, really cool to see.
And the beauty of it also, you guys, is that they are saying out loud, and you can see emotionally what everybody that doesn't have autism is going through on a date. You know, the struggle, should I say this? Should I not say this? But Connor there, you could physically see it on his face. Like, he has things to say that he's not sure if he should say it or not. So on this particular thing, he's just a bundle of joy. He walks away from this date. He excuses himself. And as he's walking downstairs at Chateau Alain to go to the restroom, he's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Where has she been all my life? Where has she been all my life? And he's so overcome with emotion. He's talking to himself and the mics are picking up on it. It's the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's so beautiful. Have you gotten to the first kiss scene yet?
Ah, yes. It's so sweet.
Because he's being so honest about that moment that typically, I mean, you know, I feel like the average person has to be kind of cool in that moment of when you're kissing somebody for the first time. And this is like his first kiss, too. So we're watching this go down again in real time. And you can see him be really unsure about it to where he's like nervous. And there's this beautiful moment. And I think this is the moment where I fell in love with them as a couple, where Georgie, who is his girlfriend, like just calms him down so sweetly, where she like grabs his hand. And she looks at him in the eyes and she goes, it's okay. It's okay. And then kind of like leans and then he gives her a kiss on the cheek. And then you can kind of see him kind of like ruffle his feathers a little bit and get a little bit more confidence. And he's like, you know what? Can we actually kiss? And then they go for it. And it's just so fun to watch.
It really is amazing.
It's really
good.
Then
there's the other guy. Who's the dude with the longer hair?
James, I think, with the blonde hair.
And the way that this is so authentic, and even when a date isn't going right at the very end, because he's having a really good time with the date that he's on, but he knows there's not a spark there. And you could see him struggling so much, even verbally, wanting to tell her, like, I like you, but just not like that. And it's for 30 seconds uncomfortable, but then he does it in such a sweet way, and she accepts it, and I'm like, that's pure right there. That is what that's how every date should be.
Exactly. I feel like they communicate in the way that the average person should communicate, but I feel like we've gotten lost in like playing games and trying to like dance around people's feelings, where I think they're just better at being honest about what's going on. Like, well, like, let me just tell you exactly how I feel. And I honestly feel like a lot of them have been more successful because of it.
Look, if you just need a feel-good show to watch, Love on the Spectrum is it.
It's so good.
And Connor's storyline is the best.
We love Connor here.
Just the best.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get to Emily here, who has an uncomfortable conversation probably coming up this weekend because her in-laws came to stay, and we're going to have to handle this really carefully because we know we got kids listening in the car right now. But she gets the cable bill after they came to stay, and she realizes that someone had charged a grown-up movie, you know what I'm saying, to the bill, and she wants that money. Hey, Emily.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. This is going to be an uncomfortable conversation.
I mean, it is because, my in-laws, they were here a few weeks ago. And then this week, you know, I get my cable bill and I noticed that someone had ordered the, you know, grown-up movies. And that little bill came out to $125.
That must have been more than it's premium.
I don't know. In this economy, that could be like two movies.
Who gets through 3 minutes? You gotta watch two whole.
That'll last you a year.
I mean, it's her father-in-law. He is older, so maybe it takes him longer.
I don't know.
I need that money, or we need that money because look at most people. I shouldn't say everybody, but we're on a super tight budget. You know, I lost my job recently, and we really have no wiggle room right now. But here's my problem, and here's why I'm calling, because you guys are awesome. How do I bring this up without cinching on my father-in-law? Because, what if he watched them without his, wife around, my mother-in-law? Or, I don't know, I don't want to embarrass them if they, if they watched it together.
Emily, are you sure? Have you talked to your husband? Are you sure this wasn't your husband?
Yes. I know my husband didn't. I already accused him. And, that man can't lie to save his life. And he was so grossed out by you know, that his dad would do something like that in our home. Mm-hmm. So no, I know for sure it was not my husband.
Well, you're a good partner for handling this conversation instead of him having to text his mom or his dad. If I was in your position, I wouldn't acknowledge the fact that they were adult movies. I would honestly just send him a text and play the sympathy card. Be like, listen, hey guys, I know you know that I recently lost my job. I saw that a couple of movies were charged to our account. Is there any way I can get a Venmo for blah, blah, blah amount?
Good call right there. Really good call, because he's not going to fight you on that.
Uh-huh.
Because he doesn't want you to, quote unquote, do the research on it. But brilliant.
I was thinking the same exact thing, because whoever it belongs to is obviously going to want that to go away. But how do you know which one of them to go to and not exposing them to the other one?
Was it the father-in-law or your mother-in-law? You don't really know. But I mean, let's say it is the father-in-law and we text the mother-in-law and she's like, oh, I didn't realize we had charged movies. Hey, let me contact Jim over. Hey, Jim, did you watch movies at so-and-so's house? Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, Venmo.
I think, Emily, is there any, we're not going to disclose here because, you know, we're going to keep it light. When you look at the movies, does it tell you like the titles or a description? That way it could be more leaning, oh, it was definitely my father-in-law and not my mother-in-law.
I don't know. Women can be just as freaky.
I have to look at it a little bit more, but I believe it did. I'll look a little more closely, but I Googled some of it too. So I was like, it's just crazy. To be in this position, and that my father-in-law is doing this. I'm just,
yeah.
Oh,
do you think old people don't know that they're getting charged?
I don't know. I don't know how old he is, but this is circumstantial evidence, but I don't think a woman would pay for two of those movies. I think a dude would.
I think you'd be surprised.
Dude.
Okay, maybe I would.
$125, that was more than two movies.
Seriously, right?
Yeah, that's
somebody had a weekend.
Yeah.
So my ex-wife and I had to do this with a friend. Have I ever told you this story?
Oh!
You remember this?
You haven't told this in a long time.
Just real quickly, we were having a friend that had just broken up with his girlfriend, didn't have a place to stay because they were living together. So he's living in our basement, and we had a computer down there for guests also.
No.
We get down there, and when he left, there was a virus on the computer, and she started looking into exactly how it got there, and he was down there watching...
Mm-hmm. Grown-up stuff.
Mm-hmm. Grown-up stuff on our computer over and over and over again, and it jacked up our computer.
He watched so much that he gave your computer a virus?
Indeed. Indeed.
I mean, I guess it's better than him getting a virus.
I would tell you how that conversation went with my friend, but I didn't have it. She did. But he never stayed again. All right. Hey, hit us back on Monday and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. I'm a little nervous, so. Oh, God. But right. Thank you. That was great advice.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Thanks. All right, there is a lot of excitement in studio right now. A lot of excitement. Okay, excitement stage number one. For the last couple of weeks, we have been asking you to buy a raffle ticket for Burt's Big Adventure, a $100 raffle ticket. And we have dangled three amazing vacations for you guys to go on for your $100. Kristen, do you want to go down the list of the three that have been dangled?
I would love to tell you about our dangling trips. All right, so the first one is a trip to the Dominican Republic. This is a $10,000 trip to the DR, five-night stay in a private villa at one of the most exclusive resorts, Casa de Campo. And this is all thanks to our longtime supporters, Daniel and Christina Lee. So five nights, five bedrooms, five bathrooms, sleeps 14. You're going to get daily breakfast prepared in your villa, daily maid service. You're going to get a tea time for a group of four to play golf. This is just going to be an incredible, incredible vacation.
That's trip number one. Trip number two on the line also
is an $8,500 trip trip to Walt Disney World. Ooh. And Bert, you did the research. Average cost for a family of four to go to Disney if you're staying at a resort?
$7,900.
Yeah, it was exactly $7,900. So this is going to be a 6-night stay at Walt Disney World. Again, you're going to be able to stay at a deluxe Disney World resort, plus park hopper passes for four. And this is all from the incredible team at Wish Draws Travel.
Then there's the third one also that was up for grabs.
And that is a $7,500 gift certificate from our friends at Delta Vacations. So you literally could pick anywhere in the world you would like to go and check off one of your destinations off your bucket list.
All right, if you're hearing this for the first time and you want to get in on this raffle, it is way too late.
Sorry.
You missed it, all right? We've collected all of it, but we do need to thank you guys that did get in on it because you raised $164,000 for Burt's Big Adventure. That is a lot of money.
It looks like we're going to Disney again next year.
Yay!
$164,000. We've done this with cars before, which are really, really great. But memories, man. This one was all focusing on memories. The way we're going to do this is we have a big old bin in here, right, with all of the names of everybody that bought a $100 raffle ticket. We will select a name one by one. As soon as we select the name, we will call out the name. Then we're going to call that person. They will have the option of which one of those vacations they want to choose. Then we will bring our guest on to tell them and give them more color on exactly what they want.
Let's do it.
The first one.
Listen, all them raffle tickets, which means so much money for Burt's Big Adventure.
And this is Jamie Townsend from Wish Draws Travel.
You did a great job.
Laura Carden is our winner, and we're about to call her.
A regular donator.
That's actually not a phone. That's Mo making that now noise in his voice.
Pretty good at it, actually.
You are really good.
Thank you.
And Abby's doing the ring. Oh, good morning. Is this Laura?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, no.
We have the wrong number?
We have the wrong number?
Did you sign up for a raffle?
You're rethinking it.
Oh, no.
Clicky.
I love the number Molly gave me.
I'm texting her right now.
Okay. And we can't draw the second one because we don't know which one she's picked.
She responded, "So sorry, I'm in a meeting and can't talk right now. I'm saying you're going to want to take this call." Oh, she's texting back. Feel like I'm texting Tudor.
Dots, dots, dots. Dots, dots, dots.
She said, "Yes, dots, let me dots, sneak dots, out." Dots.
Nice job, Mom.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Laura?
This is Laura.
This is Kristen from The Burt Show and Burt's Big Adventure. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for taking time to step out of your meeting and take our phone call. I'm here with Burt, host of The Burt Show.
Hi. You lied to me. When we called you before, you said you weren't Laura. You are Laura.
I am now.
I bet you are.
Well, Laura, just curious, who did you think we were and what did you think we were attempting to do to you?
I have no idea. I get calls all the time.
You entered the Burt's Big Adventure travel raffle, did you not?
I did. I like to support Burt's Big Adventure whenever I can.
Okay, that makes up for the big fat lie.
When we did our Burt's Big Adventure travel raffle, you were the first name we pulled out. You get to have your pick of any of the destinations.
What? Are you joking?
I would not joke about something like this, Laura.
You think we would try to call you for 10 minutes just to joke?
Sorry, I'm not usually like that.
Sure, Laura. I don't believe anything anymore. All right, so you've got a decision to make.
I think I'm going with the Delta Vacation.
Congratulations, and again, on behalf of everybody at Burt's Big Adventure. By the way, you're the first to know that you guys raised $164,000 for Burt's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's incredible. That is so awesome.
So thank you so much for that, and enjoy wherever it is that you choose to go to in the world, okay?
So exciting.
All right, let's go to our second winner now. Let's go ahead and pull a name.
Jessica Ladner.
So good at that.
It was a little awful now.
Hello?
Hi, this is The Burt Show and Burt's Big Adventure. Is this Jessica Ladner?
Yes.
Jessica, congratulations. You were one of our winners in the Burt's Big Adventure travel raffle.
No, you're joking.
We would never lie to you.
We had a winner before you, so they had their choice of one of the three destinations. They choose the Delta Vacations package, which was $7,500 anywhere in the world, but you still have two great packages to choose from.
I guess I'll take the Dominican and save the family trip for somebody else that really wants to use it with a bunch of family.
You are awesome.
Wow. Oh, sweet.
I'm so happy you would.
Yeah. you really couldn't have gone wrong here. So at this point, let me turn it over to Daniel and Christina Lee, because they're the ones that donated this incredible trip.
Congratulations. We couldn't be more excited for you. One of the most special places to us that we've ever been able to go to. We really enjoy it. On behalf of Bird's Big Adventure and all the memories that they create for families, I think you're going to really enjoy making the memories of whoever you choose to bring on this trip with you.
Enjoy the trip. Just know it's worth $10,000 and it's 5 nights in a private villa at Casa de Campo.
Thank you, guys.
Listen, we love you so much. If you want to take us, we'll roll with you.
The more the merrier.
You got plenty of room.
Yeah, I know. It sleeps 14.
All right, Jessica, thanks so much for listening and thanks for being a big old supporter of Bert's Big Adventure. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, you guys.
Let's do our third winner now, who will be forced to go to Disney World. Deborah Conley from Snellville.
She bought 2 raffle tickets and then donated $350 on top of that rather than buying 3 more raffle tickets.
Hey, well done.
Thank you. I was waiting for it.
This is Debbie.
Debbie, this is the Bert Show and Bert's Big Adventure. Hi, Debbie.
How are you doing?
You weren't expecting this now, were you?
No, not at all.
Hey, Debbie, you bought a couple of raffle tickets for Bert's Big Adventure?
Yeah, I did.
And then you, on top of that, donated some cash as well?
Yes, absolutely. I listened to your show and I love hearing what you guys do for the kids.
Well, thank you. Then you will love this, that part of your money, we raised $164,000 for Bert's Big Adventure with this travel raffle.
Oh, that was amazing.
Isn't that fantastic? You were the third winner. So the way that this worked, you know, we had 3 of these prizes that were up for grabs. There's one left over that I think you're going to be very, very happy about.
Debbie, are you ready to find out what your destination is?
Sure.
So congratulations, Debbie. You have won the Walt Disney World trip worth $8,500.
No way. Gosh.
Actually, Debbie, we have Jamie here, Wish Draws Travel, and she could tell you even more about it.
Wow. Thank you. That's incredible.
I'm so excited for you. You have so many memories that you're going to make. This is going to be amazing.
I can't believe it.
So you get to walk down Main Street, make some memories with your family, and I have been going to Disney World since my daughter was 5. She's 22 now, and we have made a lot of memories together. So I'm super excited that you get to do this with your family and your special people.
This is pretty amazing.
You're the third person to say that.
Yeah. Debbie, thanks again for listening to The Bert Show and donating to Bert's Big Adventure.
Thanks.
All right, for all of you guys that have donated to Bert's Big Adventure, $164,000 to take these guys down to Disney World and then do reunions and all the parties we do for them. It goes a really, really long way. So thank you on behalf of everybody at Bert's Big Adventure.
We did it!
The Bert Show.
Once again, it is Kristen's Joe Rogan-like attitude that has made us lose another Bert Show listener.
That is the best joke you've told all day.
So conservative with your strong opinions. We did get a heated email from a Bert Show listener based on our conversation a couple of days ago about what is the definition of a single mom? So much so that she's like, I'm not listening to you guys anymore.
Mm-hmm. She actually sent the email to you, and she was frustrated that you didn't respond within 12 hours. So then she forwarded the email to me. So
I just want to let her know that she wasn't the only one that emailed me that day. Uh-huh. So I didn't get to all of them probably as quickly as you would liked. But immediately turned me off, right?
So she forwarded the email to me and said something to the effect that you hadn't cared to respond or whatever. And so she sent what she had sent to you. And it said, I've listened to your show for 20 years. It's always been mostly entertaining, but today you struck quite a few nerves that are probably irreparable when you had to define the role of a single mom. How dare you? You need to be more responsible. I don't fit into your cookie cutter definition of a single mom, but I can assure you that I am. I'm not going to waste my tears, which are streaming down my face as you discredit me for my 20 years as a single mom. And I won't waste my words because you no longer deserve to hear them. That was the most ignorant segment I've heard on your show. You have no earthly idea. Please apologize to single moms who don't fit what you've now deemed the definition of a single mom. I'm no longer a listener because you described what I've been because you discredited what I've been through raising my kids for 20 years. Shame on you.
First of all, you're not a P1 and you haven't been listening that long because we said way more ignorant things than that.
For sure.
Like, it's not even close. Do you want to take this initially? I feel anger starting to arise in me and I don't want to be emotional.
I did respond to her. And I said, thank you for your email. I noticed you just sent the email last night, so I'd like to ask that you please give Bert a little more time to respond.
Thank you.
All moms have it tough, and I can tell by your email that you too have had it tough. I sincerely apologize for any offense or hurt. Not a single person on this show would ever discredit a mom's sacrifices for their children. As I said on air, everybody has it hard, no matter what type of mom or parent you are. These were our opinions and not stated as fact. I respect that you disagree. I'm sorry to hear we have lost you as a listener. What we say does not define you. Only you can define you. And if you define yourself as a single mom, then that is what you are. Wishing you and your kids nothing but the best.
What was your strong opinion about it that has set her off? Like, what is it? What is a single mom?
No, it wasn't mine.
It wasn't yours. It was just the whole tone of it.
Yeah. Because she originally sent it to you, but then ended up forwarding it to me because she didn't feel like you responded fast enough.
I didn't define it. I was just asking the question what it is. So.
And so we were all throwing out there what we thought might define a single mom. Because your girlfriend, Amanda, who is a co-parent and splits custody with her son 50-50 with her ex-husband, she was trying, like, she had asked you, like, what do you think is, you know, am I a single mom? Am I not a single mom? Am I a co-parent? And my take on it was that you're a single mom if you have the kids 24/7 and no help.
No help at all. No financial help. Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
No, or even if you have, like, some financial help. That I don't even think that came into conversation.
There was no partner.
Yeah. If there's no partner to help you out, if you're like doing all that stuff solo, you are definitely a single mom.
All right. So we got a couple of comments on it. And I think the financial thing is going to come into play when some people are defining what a single mom is. From Sarah Nicole on our Facebook page, single mom. No other parent or support financially or otherwise. You get child support. Other parent gets them even some of the time. You have help from a partner. You are not a single mom. You have support of some sort. All right. So if you have what she's saying is if you have any kind of help at all.
No. Yeah. I mean, and that's what Sarah thinks. I feel like, you know, if you have even family that lives nearby and is assisting you, if you are able to afford a nanny or if you have a babysitter, if those children are your sole responsibility and nobody else is weighing in on their education, on their health, every decision is your decision, then you are, even if you have some help, you're still a single mom.
Yeah. I guess the suggestion here by Sarah is even if they're throwing you some bucks for child support, you're not a single mom.
I don't agree with that. I feel like if you don't have a partner that's helping you, and because you don't have a partner that's helping you, you're receiving help financially, whether it be from whomever. It doesn't really matter. You're still a single mom.
Yeah.
Chris Altman on our Facebook page. It doesn't matter if they're getting the money or not, but who's doing all the things? Who takes the kids everywhere when they need to go? Goes to the doctor? School meetings? That's a single mom. Then Danielle... How do you pronounce that last one? Because that could be nasty.
Choate?
Let's go with that. Choate. I tell people that I am a single mom, but I am not a single parent. Okay, let me read that again. I tell people I am a single mom, but not a single parent. She says, there's a difference. Their dad is very much involved with the kids. They go to his house as often as they want. No set visiting schedules. But I am on my own and have been for a decade. We co-parent very well, but we are not together. I tell people that I'm a single mom, but I'm not a single parent.
Is she trying to say she's a mom and she's single?
That's what it sounds like to me.
She's trying to say, but that doesn't necessarily make you a single mom.
Yeah. I think the definition of single mom isn't so much. We were just trying to figure out not what your relationship status is, but how much, what sole responsibility of taking care of the children are.
Right. Yeah. I would say this, that if you're a single mom, this should be the last thing that annoys you because you got so much stuff on your plate.
The Burt Show. Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like Burt isn't the only one who has to feel a little embarrassed about mixing up a couple of celebrities that aren't the ones they say they are. Like, for example, when we brought in Fo Malone and we tried to gaslight you into thinking he was actually Post Malone, and he was not. Because apparently Akon's brothers would sometimes fill in for him at shows when he was overbooked. Like, imagine you buy tickets to a concert thinking you're going to go see Akon, and then you're like, wait a second, if you squint your left eye, you squint your right eye, like, it kind of looks like Akon, but I'm not sure that's Akon.
People in the front row knew.
Uh-huh.
People in the back had no idea.
No clue.
I would be livid if I was a hardcore Akon fan and I spent money and went to his concert, and now I'm hearing that it was his brother that was performing and not him, I'd want my money back.
But would you want your money back if the brother was so good mm-hmm. that you didn't even know it wasn't him the entire
That's
time?
That's what I'm saying. Let's say you had a great time thinking it was Akon. This is great. Music was fantastic. Sounds the same. Then 4 hours later, you find out it's not him. You're still ticked off?
Absolutely. I'm even more ticked off because you're trying to dupe the fans. Like, you're trying to double dip and, like, take advantage of the fans by making as much money as possible by posing as the artist, and you're not really the artist. So everybody's making bucks off of me and my hard-earned money? Absolutely not. I can foresee some people getting together and banding together and forming a lawsuit and going against them for... I don't even know what you would label it as.
Misrepresentation? Yeah. Identity theft, maybe. Because, I mean, there's a difference. Like, if you're going to pay a certain amount of money to see a tribute band versus the actual artist, like, there's obviously going to be a price difference there.
Isn't Akon also the singer that has, like, 14 wives?
Yeah,
it is. Okay.
Uh-huh. Got quite a few.
So he's busy. So sometimes he needs someone
busy.
To fill in.
Yeah.
He's got a brand.
So he revealed this about himself in 2022 on a show called The Morning Hustle. But recently, in a new clip that was posted to The Shade Room, he revealed that actually his brothers took it a little bit too far and even started booking shows without him and kept the money.
Is it true back in the day your brothers would fill in for you at shows?
Boo used to fill in for me. And shows, and then my other brother Omar, he would just Debo, like straight take a show. Like, I'd be from New York, and next thing you know, I'm getting a flyer from Baltimore that I'm performing live. O would just book the show and keep the money, like, wouldn't even tell me, like, as if I'm
but
not
he
gonna
would
find
go
out.
As you,
he would go as me. Omar was straight gangster about it.
Oh man, and this is like before, I guess, like the internet was like super readily available.
This was
people could be like, I guess that is Akon.
No, they would not know the difference,
right? Because there was no YouTuber they could pull up, like, ah, hold on,
right? And when you see me and my brother separately, if you didn't see me in person, you would definitely
you
say,
would
okay,
it,
1,000%.
Sure.
All right, so the whole family shady.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
right?
I'm hearing.
You can't give family anything, right? I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. I was a little impressed that his brothers were able to do that for so long without getting caught. But somebody said the whole time we wasn't watching Akon, we were just watching Akon.
No, the comments on here are hysterical. And that clip, of course, was from Bootleg Kev. But, like, the comments on here are so funny. Someone said, I need my money back. I knew I wasn't tripping. Omar wasn't even singing in English. Someone commented, white people, like, I told you they all look alike. it's insane. Okay, so for the guys here, I know we talk a lot about female celebrities, but I want to give you a second to think about your dream day with a professional athlete, because Ben Affleck recently went on the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers and said that apart from the birth of his children, the best day he's ever had in his life was getting to play football with Tom Brady.
We heard that you once got to run routes with Tom Brady. All right. What was it like?
What was that like?
How many completions did we get? What were you running? What kind of routes were you running?
I won't lie to you. I don't know if they have a name. I'm sure I disgraced every receiver that's ever run a route. But to this day, aside from the birth of my children, that was the greatest thing.
can't afford a microphone to do a podcast interview? Like, seriously? Yeah,
fact, come right? on, Ben Affleck. Like, you live in a $60 million mansion. Like, beef it up a little.
You got people for that. If you're going to be on a podcast, get yourself a podcast right. microphone.
Ain't that podcast worth like $100 million?
Something. Right.
Or like, yeah, Travis and his brother can send him a podcast microphone so they can do appropriate, like, have some good audio. Come on!
What celebrity are you taking?
I would want to play one-on-one with either Michael Jordan or Steph Curry.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Either one. Yep.
Okay. Have you guys ever heard of the golfer John Daly?
Yeah. Him?
Yeah, John Daly for sure.
that would be a fun 18 rounds.
Dude, do you know who this guy is?
Nah.
This guy, he used to be on like the circuit, but now he's just like, his brand is like, I just don't care. So he wears like surfer shorts while he's playing. He sometimes plays golf in his bare feet. He smokes cigarettes.
Okay.
He's about 130 pounds overweight, but he is good. He's so good, but he is a big old rolling party, man. That would be fun.
That sounds like it would be fun.
All right, this popular kids TV star says his life fell apart after the show ended until he followed his old show's advice. I'll fill you in on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.